All right, Thursday morning, this is the time each week that we get together with Chip Mortimer and do our homework. Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Good morning, Chip.
Well, good morning, Paul. And on today's program, I'd like to talk about Therma-True exterior doors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you're under new construction or all of a sudden you might have that tired-looking older door.
Right.
And instead of just replacing the door, it's, Paul, it's really best to take out the jam system, if you will.
Yeah.
And so here, I'm here, like I said, talk about Therma-True. It's actually, I have been to the manufacturing facility down in Auburn, Indiana, and it's kind of incredible to see whether they're making metal doors or mm-hmm. if they're making the fiberglass. The fiberglass is it's kind of unique the way they have the material and make it soft, and then it goes on metal presses at a very high heat
mm-hmm.
and pressure, and they kind of stamp the
yeah.
glass, and you have the wood grain in that. But at any rate, I want to talk about, you know, the whole, more than just the door. And
mm-hmm.
when you buy a pre-hung Therma-True door from Mortimer Lumber, I think we set ourselves apart from the competition a little bit. And would like to just kind of point out, first off, the doors are manufactured, whether it's for our company or a competitor, the door is the same. What you get with an extended warranty through Mortimer Lumber is what they call a Therma-True system. And by that, Paul, I mean you first start with the jam, and they have what they call their frame saver jam. It's a wooden jam. Till you get near the bottom, maybe 3 or 4 inches from
mm-hmm.
the bottom, then it's all composite material so that jam won't rot out. Sometimes, you know, if you get water or whatever, not so much at the top of the door, but near the bottom of the door.
Right.
And the last thing you want is to spend good money on a door, and then all of a sudden you find out that your jam's not up to snuff and it's
yeah.
and it's rotting out. They also have a what they call a strike plate, where
mm-hmm.
the lock set goes in, and then on the strike plate, it's actually 4 times greater in security than anyone else. We also, in a very important key, we sell our doors with what we call an adjustable sill.
Mm-hmm.
And actually below the sill, below the metal piece, they actually use treated lumber on our system.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually told me that in other selling to other competitors, they don't use treated lumber on that
oh, really?
Sill. And the metal is also thinner.
Uh-huh.
And then with this adjustable sill, it, you know, not many floors are always perfect. You can raise or lower that, Paul,
mm-hmm.
depending on, you know, to have that right adjustment. And then another big bonus is talking about the sills, they also come with an ADA sill. And really the ADA is a much flatter sill
mm-hmm.
so that if somebody's in a wheelchair or they have that walker or whatever, you can easily cross that threshold without tripping or marching
sure,
on something.
Sure, sure.
And as far as the door and how it's fastened, the hinges, they're available in more than just a standard brass. There's a variety of color options on the hinge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the weather stripping, and it's a compression weather stripping, and it's much tighter. So that's kind of the distinction. Happy, you know, I brought in kind of a cutaway sample.
Yeah, it's like a mini door with the jam and the hinge and the sill and the whole thing right there. It's kind of a neat little prop.
Yes, and we actually have, you know, full-size doors on display at Mortimer
mm-hmm.
Lumber. I would encourage anyone that wants to come in, and we can talk, you know, I didn't talk really the feature benefits of a metal door versus a fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a Therma-True fiberglass at my place, my house, and on the outside, it's kind of a dark forest green stain,
mm-hmm.
and on the inside, it's kind of like a walnut stain, and you know, I haven't had any trouble. I would probably highly encourage, if you're going to do that, to also put on a good storm door.
Mm-hmm.
We do sell Larson, but a step up from Larson storm doors is a Fox storm door. I have talked about that before in the program. Comes with welded corners, and I have Fox storm doors in my house that's 28 years old. And my storm door today, Paul, it's a full view, if you will. And so it's, you know, all glass except for the frame. But that door has not sagged in 28 years, and I can't say that for maybe some other brands.
Mm-hmm.
And the hinges are still intact. The only thing I've had to replace is the actual door closer itself, because it is hydraulic and there's oil.
It,
after
right.
a period of time, the they leak a little oil and you just need to replace it. The door has outperformed. As I said, if you come to Mortimer Lumber, you can see, and if some applications you might want a metal door.
True.
A lot of other applications, really the fiberglass door, once you stain it, it's kind of hard pressed. Is that wood or is that fiberglass? That's kind of the ThermoTrue story.
Yeah, and it can be a nice accent. I mean, you talk curb appeal. I mean, it not only does it serve a function, but it can really accent your home nicely.
Yes, and it's something that some men, I want to say maybe some women too, are maybe kind of handy around the house. Maybe something you could tackle on your own, or if not, we could give you some recommendations of somebody that could install it,
that's not an easy job. That's one that you think, well, how hard can it be? And you get into it, and it's like
The actual installing the door isn't hard.
Right.
It's what you have on the outside.
Exactly.
Matching up
yep.
to siding. Is it vinyl or your brick? So there's a lot of different options. So the actual door isn't too bad, but
right.
you need to be careful. So I would probably recommend that you hire a professional, but I don't want to discourage someone if they feel that, pretty handy with some tools and things, they could put it on themselves.
Well, that's where doing your homework comes in handy, and you can really talk to the folks at Mortimer about these projects and get a sense of whether it is something that you think you could do or not.
Yes, and really encourage people to come in and take a look at the full doors and what's available and some of the hinge options, the colors, so that, you can be satisfied the kind of sky's the limit. And not only just the door, do you want the door? Do you want to put side lights on it?
Sure.
Do you want to transom up above? I mean, there's all kinds of...
Lots of bells and whistles.
I didn't bring in the ThermoTrue book, but it's about 3/4 inch thick.
Right.
And, just about anything under the sun you could put in your house. So
lots of bells and whistles. If somebody has questions about what we've talked about today, Chip, or if they have a suggestion for something they'd like to hear more about in the future, how do they get a hold of you?
We can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right. Thanks, Chip.